This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
We got a little bit of a pile-on against Nikki Haley starting here.
What I tell everyone.
Listen to this text from Diane. Wow!
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes.
America!
And the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, hour number two. We're going to chat with
a big old
Fox News contributor, political strategist, and the head of Young Voices, David McGarry, in just a moment for his take. What do you want to spend some time on? Okay, Ramaswamy is, by all accounts, right up there, right? Ron DeSantis and Ramaswamy are the two top vote-getters when you take Donald Trump out of it. And one of the reasons I believe Ramaswamy has caught on is because of his youth. What do Young Voices think of him? Voters that obviously Republicans need to win. We're going to talk to David McGarry about that. We also are going to talk at the bottom of the hour with Kent Busick of Busick Olson Associates. Ken joins us once a month, has great take on a lot of issues. So the tax man's take. We're going to talk carbon capture. We'll talk a little bit about last night's debate. We're going to talk a little bit about construction in Fargo versus construction in Morehead. Looking forward to that conversation coming up. In the meantime, you tell us what you thought about last night's debate. Anybody you're comfortable with, you could be excited about, confident would be Joe Biden on that stage last night. Tell me at 701-271-1100. Here's the Nikki Haley feedback. OMG, says Diane. Nikki Haley's voice is so shrill. She sounds like a Mean Girls bullying people. Do you guys know who Mean Girls are?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Prior to the movie, yeah.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
It's a movie?
It's a movie them kids watch, Scott.
Right. Those kids watch.
I liked it. I love that movie.
Do we agree with Diane that mean girls are mean girls?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but she's like a grown mean girl.
Another listener says, Nikki Haley's very good when she's calm, very shrill when she is even a bit agitated. There's another shrill world.
If you're going to get a female vice president or a female president, that's who you need. You need it with a capital B, and you know what I'm talking about.
All right, so you think
Thatcher. Think of Mario. No BS.
Got it.
Don't mess with mama.
All right. Carl in Argusville, let's get you in quick before our guest, David McGarry. Go ahead, Carl. Tell me what you want to say.
Yeah. So I've got a problem with Vivek.
Over $24 million.
Based
on evidence we've developed so far, what are some of the...
Hang on.
A binary decision and a decision that dealt with corruption... also on the Hillary deal, and if he didn't have enough conviction to vote in that particular year, I doubt whether he really loves his country that much.
It's a very good point. I think it's the most damning piece of evidence against Vivek Ramaswamy that he did not vote in the 2016 election. That smacks to me of opportunism now to say, oh, yeah, I care about this country. I care deeply, and he delivers it. Well, I love his message, but I got to say, man, if you love America that much, how are you not a voter in 2016? It's so weird. David McGarry is here from a group called Young Voices. Just found out about this group yesterday. Love what they do and wanted to get his take on last night's debate. You see him on Fox News as a political strategist and commentator. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having me on.
What is Young Voices?
Young Voices is a talent agency that specializes in promoting young people up to age 35 who are involved in various policy and journalistic endeavors. And Young Voices helps us get out into the media and amplify our message.
Interesting, because you got to battle your way in, no matter what sector you come from, but especially 35 and under voices. I like that. What did you think of that caller's comment about Vivek Ramaswamy and missing the 2016 election? Because I have to think young voices like what they hear from Vivek Ramaswamy. Am I right?
Well, I think, first off, I'll point out that there's actually a fair amount of ideological differences between our various contributors and writers and speakers and whatnot, which I think is a healthy thing for the organization. However, I think Vivek has a larger problem than his voting or lack thereof in 2016, which is that his message, and he's admitted to this, in many ways is aping Barack Obama's message as a young uniter. And I think that a lot of Republican voters are wary of people who sort of push this message of unity from the central government, rather than more of a message of liberty or of decentralized power.
Interesting. What do you guys think of that? Again, Obama, we've seen that movie. Do you think Vivek Ramaswamy is a Republican Barack Obama, Justin?
I mean, I guess I can definitely see the comparison. Yeah, I mean, I think he will definitely pull in more young people for sure with his messaging. And honestly, on the voting thing, I'm 100% with you, Scott. I'm not saying I'm not. But he might relate to young people that way too, right? Because, look, you know what? I didn't vote
out
for the first, you know, whatever, because I didn't think it mattered. You know, whatever they might say. So
how about that, David? Do you think young people say, hey, I didn't vote either. I didn't care enough then. But, that's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, I tend to think that is correct. When we're talking about the 2016 election, for a lot of young voters in their even late teens, but certainly in their early to mid-20s, they either weren't eligible to vote in 2016 or were, as you said, checked out. So they probably won't view that as a disqualifying flaw for Ramaswamy.
Let's go through the panel last night from the perspective of a young voter. Number one on the stage was Ron DeSantis. How do you do?
So I think Ron DeSantis, from a political perspective, most likely did much better. And I think we'll see that reflected in the poll simply because he spoke more than he did in the first debate. His biggest problem back then was just the fact that he was silent. And it was odd for someone who came into the race in such a strong position to simply shut up and let other people have conversations without him. And he was much more vocal. He obviously spent more time last night attacking Donald Trump. And I think that he got the message from the first debate that he needed to come off as more aggressive and more involved and more engaged if he wants to make up the difference in the polling numbers.
You told us about Ramaswamy already. How about Tim Scott? How did he do last night with young voices?
Yeah, so I think Tim Scott had the same problem that DeSantis had in the first debate, and he also tried to come out swinging, but I don't think it worked for him as well as it worked for Scott. Obviously, he had a dust up with Nikki Haley that I think he got the worst of, and he sort of has this dichotomy where he wants to present himself as the nice guy, but he also sort of tried to get down in the muck and attack some of the other people on stage, and that sort of there's an inconsistency there that I don't know that voters will respond well to.
Nikki Haley.
I think overall she did do well again, probably not quite as strong as the first debate. One thing I will say about her is that, or I'll say about the entire stage, is the entire stage was much more aggressive and there was much more infighting. And part of that, I think, was due to the debate structure and the moderator's questions and style, but the entire stage was much more focused on tearing each other down rather than talking about policies or ideas.
Chris Christie was there to take a strip off of Donald Trump. From a young voice perspective, is the Chris Christie Trump thing playing well, not well? You know, I go to a lot of Trump events, watch a lot of these events. There are a lot of young people there. What do they think when Chris Christie's ripping on Donald Trump?
Well, I think Christie's biggest problem is that today he sort of reverted back to 2016 form, where a lot of his statements and attacks just sounded pre-canned, like they were part of a script that he's reading off of, and I don't think that's going to resonate well with voters of any age.
Governor Doug Burgum. What did you think of our North Dakota governor?
Yeah, I think he had an outstanding showing. He didn't get as much question time as I think he or a lot of other people wish, but I think he was focused on policies. He was focused on issues. He addressed the audience as, you know, as if they were adults who could deal with facts and critically think through issues. And were he not polling, I think I saw he was polling below 1%. He would have probably have a he'd probably have a much better shot at advancing throughout this primary.
Listener says, Scott, the question I have is, can Doug Burgum make 50 points up in the polls? That's how serious this is. Can he make up 50-some points? What do you think? Can he? David, you think Doug Burgum can make up 50 points? You could see him being the nominee?
Yeah, certainly not. And I think that that is an important consideration that some of these candidates will have to come to grips with, is that most of them have absolutely no chance. And by staying in, they are certainly making the debates less interesting, because there's so many people who have to be sort of there's so many people who the moderators have to shoehorn in.
There's an argument to thin the field a little bit. Interesting take. Young Voices strategist and commentator David McGarry, thank you. Back to your calls, questions, and comments next. These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I week, I get notes from listeners that have switched to my coffee. Mike Lindell's entrepreneurial genius is finding entrepreneurs all across the USA that make in the USA great products. And my coffee is numero uno. And you can set up a little subscription. You can get the little pods if you want. You can get ground. You can get in all kinds of different ways. And I'll tell you what. People love it. They absolutely love it. So go to mystore.com. mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott to get the best deal on that coffee. And you can get a subscription for as low as $12.49 with the promo code Scott. Okay? They even have Frank's Beach coffee mugs. One other little secret I want to tell you about at MyPillow.com. There is an 80% off overstock sale right now on a bunch of items. So if you go to MyPillow.com, look for the 80% off overstock box. Click that, and I think you're going to be impressed. Another little secret there. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the great deals, or call 800-506-9028. All right, our final segment for your feedback on this. I want a bottom line from Kev and Justin from the Lakes here, and give you a chance also to call us at 701-271-1100. Another texter says we should call Nikki Haley Karen Haley. Is she a Karen, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. A couple of moments. She had some Karen moments.
A lot of people frustrated with Doug Burgum not getting enough love from the commentators last night. His reaction in the spin room we played a little bit of earlier, but put those two clips together, Kev, of Governor Burgum and his reaction.
Try to push through tonight and get our message out about what we're going to do for the economy, what we're going to do about energy, how we're going to win the Cold War with China. But again, it was a bizarre situation tonight where I get a technology question. I'm the only one with 30 years of experience in technology, and they didn't know no technology question. I think what was interesting is that, you know, I'm the only business person on the stage. I've created more jobs than everybody else combined on the stage. It was supposed to be out to be economy, and 45 minutes into it, I wasn't even asked a question.
He's not wrong.
Bizarre is the word for last night's debate, isn't it, Justin?
Yep.
Just left you wanting.
More time for all the candidates, or, you know, particularly Burgum, obviously, but...
What would be wrong with literally not having a debate moderator, and issue by issue, every candidate goes... And literally their mic shuts off at 30 seconds, 1 minute, whatever. I think that'd be 10 times better.
Mark Levin was really big on the Douglas-style debates. I like those.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Although last night, as one listener says here, the debate sounded like a grade school playground. I have to agree with Ramaswamy about leaving out personal attacks and actually debating policy. One problem with Ramaswamy in that is last time he said, everybody on the stage is bought and paid for. Then this debate he's saying, we shouldn't hurl, attacks. I mean, come on, Vivek. Come on.
Here's my take on it. When was the last time when you get together in a room full of people that you all stand at a podium the way they do that and you all, you know, use so much time? When you get in the room and you have a conversation, you all sit around a conference room table. You all sit around, you look at each other. You don't look down the line at whoever. Although, I mean, the way that they've done this, it's like, and if you're going to do that, then let's do it in a room with a table and sit down and have conversations. You know, and it's a debate, but you know, the way that they do it is just a circus. It's like political theater. You know, like DeSantis calls it. To me, it was a lot of political theater. And again, you're all vying to take on the champ, and the champ's waiting in the ring for you.
Texter says, Doug Burgum was very impressive. He has poise, professionalism, likes to get down to the facts. I'm a fan. A shame we will most likely never see him in the White House. Another says, Nikki Haley is this overbearing wife that is always right and never lets anyone else talk.
Yep.
Yes, dear. I don't think she's dumber listening to anyone. She could get it. I don't think. Okay, she said she was feeling dumber every time she heard Ramaswamy. This person says, I don't think she gets dumber listening to anyone. She shouldn't get any dumber. That's who we want to represent our country, an overbearing, warmongering, know-it-all nag? This should be Vivek's response when she won't let him talk. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Can you imagine? That would be what everybody's talking about today.
Yes, dear.
Good.
Listener says, Nikki reminds me of Hillary. Wow, are we getting the pile on Nikki? I'm telling you. Listener says, doesn't answer the question, but I think Trump was the big winner. He doesn't have to be there yet. Can you imagine the standing ovation he'll receive when he does show up?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And will be interesting. Another listener says, I'm so tired of you Trump bootlickers on the flag. Compare COVID responses between Trump and DeSantis. DeSantis defied Fauci, and Trump gave him a medal. That fair, Justin?
Again, Trump, that was way early. Trump didn't know who to trust. He had to go with who he had. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one. We all know about Fauci after 2 years of COVID and how DeSantis reacted after that point, but... I'd give him a break on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say what I said before. I mean, I think that's unfair. But again, there's something with all these folks, right, that you could find, you know, liberal tendencies here or there. I mean, good for crying out loud. Trump used to contribute, right, as we talked about before, to various Democrats and used to be, you know, pro-abortion.
He was a Democrat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All the so, again, I'll keep hammering this point home. Whoever we put up, you have to put that aside and vote for them.
Well,
otherwise, and here's what I would say. If you say, I'll never vote for Trump or DeSantis is a clown, you like what's going on now, folks? Do you like what Biden's bringing to the table?
More of the same?
Yeah. I don't like him, so I'm not going to vote for him. I mean,
All right, let's say Trump is not the nominee, and one of the individuals on the stage last night was, and Gavin Newsom is the Democrat. Gavin Newsom comes into this race. Who can beat Gavin Newsom?
On that stage?
On that stage.
I'd say DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. Yep. Agreed.
We got to call him the winner last night. I think I really do. I mean, everybody's talking about Nikki Haley and Ramaswamy, and Ramaswamy is so good on the issues. He's inspiring. He says all the right things, but you just wonder.
I mean, and the cool thing is with those two debating, and that's what's going to be fun to watch with that, you know, they're two of the biggest states in the union, right? So he's got an equal partner there in Newsom, but Newsom could clean everybody's clock that's on that stage otherwise.
Just because he's so politically astute and really smooth. He's very Obama-like. He worries me as the Democratic nominee.
Oh, buddy.
And it's clearly in the works, folks. Don't think it isn't. Texture says, Scott, as a woman myself, Nikki Haley is an embarrassment. She literally is the epitome of Karen. All she does is yell and scream like she's nuts. She acts far too emotional. Another, Haley totally turned me off, and Christie is a bloviating loudmouth waste of oxygen. Interesting. And by the way, this listener also sent us a little meme. What if teachers secretly started baptizing kids at school and hid it from parents?
Yeah, exactly.
What would the public's reaction be?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, off the hook.
Yeah. Another listener says, my wife walked in when Nikki and Tim were fighting over curtains. She said she would never vote for Nikki. My wife is not political. This audience doesn't like Nikki Haley, male and female alike. So despite all the chatter, that's definitely a thing. I think the winner last night was Doug Burgum. 8 minutes and 25 seconds is all he got in 2 hours of debate, but he absolutely utilized every second of those 8 minutes and 25 seconds to make a case for Doug Burgum.
And I would disagree that I don't think he's not going to be in the White House. He may not be the president, but with his stand on energy, he could be a good energy secretary. He could be a good a lot of things. So I wouldn't count him out of being in the...
Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for mixing it up with the debate panel last night. Justin was our representative of the 50 folks we had here last night. It was interesting. It's good stuff. So thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
And we love the Real People polls. We're the Real People panel. I mean, we do this for a living. We're interested in what you think, and I really learned a lot today from this audience, so thanks a ton. I'm going to learn some more next when we talk to the tax man. Kev, the tax man's in the house.
It's that time, isn't it?
We got the tax man's take. Ken Busick of Busick, Olson & Associates on a couple of hot topics next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Update. Last night's Republican presidential debate went on without frontrunner Donald Trump, and it went on and on and on with everyone talking over each other. House Republicans will hold the first public hearing in their impeachment investigation of President Biden today. The American soldier released from North Korea this week, arriving in Texas overnight. U.S. authorities took custody of 23-year-old Travis King yesterday at the China-Korea border. Weekly jobless claims are up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous report. A groundbreaking marijuana bill is advancing in the Senate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I don't know why. Why does this song make me hungry, Kev?
I don't know. I love this song.
I know. Maybe it's because I tap my toe a lot and use a lot of energy and then need to replenish some.
We're always hungry.
I'm also looking at the I'm also looking at the menu today for PetroServe USA.
Yeah, home, I knew you
home
were
cooking,
going there.
Grab and go convenience. Scallop potatoes in Harwood. That's worth the trip to up I-29 Harwood exit. They have a great car wash there, too, by the way. Tater Tot Hot Dish or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They always bring it. Barbecue Pulled Pork Nachos, 12th Avenue and I-29. Like that. Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue. Beefy Noodles on 45th. By the way, the Castleton store is open. The car wash isn't quite done yet. That's coming. But Castleton, you have a new spot for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Breakfast, lunch, the place is packed already. It's
fantastic. I tried the cheeseburger Mac in Glendon last
week. Yeah.
Delish.
Oh, my.
There was plenty of it, I'll tell you that, too.
You had me a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger and then hot dish combined. You got to be kidding me.
Cheeseburger Mac, yep.
Two comments I want to get in here before we go to our next segment with the tax man's take here today on the program. An email from a listener that does not like Ramaswamy. We've not had a lot of... disagreement on Ramaswamy, but Nikki says, Scott, please do some research on Ramaswamy and his ties to the World Economic Forum. He came out of nowhere, just like Obama.
I have.
He's a smooth wolf in sheep's clothing, says Nikki. Other comment. This is the only negative comment we've had on Burgum today. Texter says, my only problem with Burgum's stance on state rights was the abortion version. I think abortion is murder. Any which way you look at it. And I don't think the states should be able to decide if murder is okay or not. Because, unfortunately, states have been corrupted by evil. I'm conflicted on that one, and we'll save it for another day. But, again, the Constitution of the United States does not say anything about abortion. The Constitution of the United States says, unless we specifically give it to you, federal government, it's not yours. So I think that's what Roe versus Wade being overturned was all about. States... this is up to you. I hate the fact that the evil of abortion is allowed in states like Minnesota, Sanctuary State, California. But I think the fight is in those states. It's not the federal government. But there's a debate about that, and it's been interesting. Appreciate all the takes today we had, for sure. It was great. Kent Busick is here. Kent is the tax man from Busick, Olson & Associates. I don't know how many conversations I've had in his office about various things, and we finally said, Ken, you need to be on the radio. You've got to come in and talk about issues on the radio because you're so good at this. You got a business mind. So we decided to do the tax man's take, and here he is today to talk about a couple hot issues. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Excellent, Scott.
Any take on the debate last night?
You know, I think we should just be proud. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't see it, but all the things that I read on Twitter, Facebook, social media, you know, Doug did well, very well. And, you know, as a North Dakotan and knowing Doug personally, I mean, I'm just happy for him. And, you know, I wish, you know, the local media would be more positive about him and what he's trying to do.
Good points. You wanted to talk about carbon capture, which I'm always happy to talk about and is a bit of a controversial topic amongst our listeners. And I'll just quickly tell you what I would perceive to be the biggest beef they have with carbon capture. One, you're caving into the green agenda, you know, the new Green Deal. You've succumbed to the swamp by playing along in this game. And two, that the pipeline's not safe. Those are the two primary arguments against this idea of carbon capture and North Dakota's unique role in it. What say you?
Well, I had an opportunity to talk to our good friend Brent Sanford on Monday, and one of the topics that we talked about was carbon capture. And he says even out west, it's getting a lot of negative press. And basically what it comes down to, people don't understand what it is. But more importantly, we've been using this for the last 25, 30 years in North Dakota, specifically the coal gasification plant in Beulenhazen. They've been shipping their carbon via pipeline up to Canada to the Canadian oil fields in southern Saskatchewan. And then from Wyoming coal fields into southwestern North Dakota, they've been shipping that coal carbon to North Dakota for a many number of years, in which they're enriching the North Dakota oil fields. So, again, big picture with it, if you stop and think about it, what Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Sanford at the time wanted to do is they wanted North Dakota to go carbon neutral. And people thought, oh, immediately, oh, Doug's going to shut down the oil patch. Well, no, this enhances the oil patch and keeps it operational because we can still pump oil, we can still produce natural gas, ship it all over the world, but then the fact that we're taking in, and we've got the perfect geological structure for it, we could take other people's carbons, put it back in our oil field, make them cleaner, more efficient, and like Harold Hamm said last week down in Oklahoma, people have to realize we're going to have fossil fuels for the next 100 years. We're not going to go away from it. It's going to be a part of our livelihood.
So and it should be, by the way. So it's a God-given gift and a resource that we ought to use and use responsibly like we do now.
And look what the positives, what they're trying to do. They're just making it cleaner, more efficient. We already got the oil fields operational in western North Dakota. Well, they're just going to go back in instead of developing a new patch in the Permian or the tar sands in Canada. Or other places, we're just taking existing infrastructure and making it better.
What happens if we don't do it, if we opt out?
Well, the problem is going to run into, and I think the big thing is, you know, it's just going to be the whole carbon neutrality issue and whether, you know, the left wing can keep pushing that down and say, oh, hey, we're a dirty state, and then you have people like Minnesota that want to go completely away from fossil fuels by 2040, which is going to be a disaster. I mean, even the energy companies, the Xcel Energies and the Duluth Power Company, I know what they call themselves now, it's Minnesota Power, they're concerned with what Governor Walz did over in the great state of Minnesota. So,
yeah, the president of Xcel Energy told me one time the whole 2030 goal for them, carbon neutral, but you heard in our ads all the time, what is carbon neutral by 2030? I said, how do you do that? He said, well, first of all, it has to be affordable. Well, goodbye. Hey, you're lost on that one right away. Then, you know, it's got to be, and he also told me it's aspirational. It's utopia. It's pixie dust.
But all you have to do is look at California and some other states. It's going to be blackouts. It's going to be brownouts. And hopefully, you know, us being on the front end of the transmission lines, you know, we're warm and safe and operational here in North Dakota.
I get more and more excited about how we have a cocoon in this part of the world to insulate us against a lot of the crap that happens around the country and on the economy. And one of the reasons I'm excited is because I talked to you, who obviously are tapped into a whole lot of business minds out there, and Fargo is booming. There's a heck of a lot going on. Despite all the headwinds, inflation, everything else, Fargo is booming. You pointed that out again and again. You raised an interesting topic for us to discuss today about how Fargo is booming and the amount of construction happening here versus Morehead. Tell me what you see there.
Well, it's the regulatory issues. It's the tax issues. So if I'm looking to open a business, it's much less expensive to run it in Fargo, whether it's taxation, income taxation, but the regulatory aspect. And then plus you don't know what they're going to do from a business perspective over in Minnesota. That new Parental Leave Act is just another tax on Minnesota employers. So it's just the cost. So North Dakota, Fargo-Moorhead's a unique microcosm that you have a blue state and a red state. and economic hubs right next to each other. And just look what's going on. Scott, drive around up 19th Avenue North on the west side of the freeway. The commercial buildings that are going up, these are 100,000 square foot, 200,000 square foot commercial buildings that are going up. And you don't build these on spec. You build them knowing that somebody's going to come in and take those properties. You're not going to find a project like that on the east side of the river.
Why?
Like I said, it's taxes, labor force, regulatory issues.
And, so if I,
and people want businesses, the state of North Dakota wants businesses to grow.
If I had a drone over both, what's is it 80-20 on a construction projects happening in North Dakota versus Minnesota?
It could be 90-10 if not more.
No kidding.
Well, just stop and think about Fargo, West Fargo, how much they grow. Tony Gehrig had told me one time Fargo-Moorhead grows 10 to 14 people per day. Yeah, that's 4,000 new residents coming to town. Well, Moorhead's growing at 300 to 400. So again, there's my 90-10 split. But you know, it's just not Fargo. Go out to Western North Dakota and the towns and what they're looking to do. You know, Jamestown with the new soybean processing plant, Castleton with the plant there, what they want to do in Western North Dakota, carbon capture. But again, the add-on projects that they want to do in the oil patch. These are billion-dollar projects. And what they need is people. They need employees. And one of the things, again, that I think was very unfairly reported in the print media was the Ukrainian program, the U4U program, and how they were going to bring Ukrainian workers into the oil patch. You know, the local blogger, columnist, whatever you want to call them, just blasted the program because they were just moving white people over. Well, those people were able to acclimate. They were used to the climate coming from, you know, a colder weather facility.
Huge success.
Plus they want to work. And again, talking with our friend, former Lieutenant Governor Sanford, was the oil companies want more. They're not getting enough.
Their growth is stunted because of the lack of people.
So this program that Ron Ness with the Petroleum Council has put together, it's working fabulously. And they've got their first people out there. And a funny story that he told me is, to help the new immigrants acclimate, they wanted to take them to a football game. They bust them down to Minot State for a football game. They didn't want to go. They wanted to work.
They wanted to work. Wow. You mentioned in that the poor reporting about that particular thing. What do you think of, you know, how what is the state of journalism in this market?
Oh, it's absolutely terrible because, you know, you have three columnists, bloggers, whatever you want to call them, that are just, all they do is bash North Dakota. And it's kind of odd that, you know, that's their livelihood.
Who are the three?
Well, you know who they are. I mean,
you don't want to give them any more publicity.
No, they know who they are, but again, it's constantly going to be a negative, you know. The reporting on Doug Burgum, why is he wasting his time? You know, he's just a rich guy doing this. I mean, again, let's be proud of him. Let's be proud of what North Dakota is doing over here, whether, you know, we have rules, we have laws, we're supporting things, you know, the whole transgender thing in the schools. I mean, my goodness, it's hard enough being a kid. Let's just have boys and girls. Whereas Minnesota, you know, you can do anything and everything you want in the schools. So again, North Dakota is doing a lot of things right. And, you know, me as an advertiser, I'm not going to support that organization because, number one, I don't think my client base reads or follows them. But secondly, I just don't believe what they're saying. And, you know, it may work, it may not. I don't know. But I can just look at the form, you know, every 2 days that they print, and it seems smaller all the time.
What should they be reporting about more?
Well, report the facts. And like I said, you touched upon this on the case where the person got pulled over by the police the other night, or the highway patrolman. And again, the
distorted view of that whole scenario.
Well, the clickbait headline, you know, yeah. I was in fearing for my life. And again, don't give me opinion, give me the story. And that's the problem. You know, print media, I don't care where you go, Star Tribune, New York Times, LA Times, they're giving you what they want you to believe. Just give the facts.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. Call waiting. We'll get to it at the other side of the break here. More of the chat with Kent Busick, Busick, Olson & Associates. The Tax Man's Take. We're going to tackle a couple more issues when we come back. If you want to weigh in, 701-271-1100. David, we'll get to you when we come back. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. By the way, that New York City trip I told you about yesterday is getting lots of attention. We have 30 seats. They may go quick, so don't mess around. Get to the website, am1100theflag.com, for all the details. Hotline.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Two, three, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
I see what you did there, Kevin Flynn.
That's the bad tax man they're singing about, though.
We got the good tax man here.
We got the good tax man.
The tax man's
from the bad tax man, yeah.
Kent Busick and Associates. I love having folks on the air with us that, great vast knowledge and have so much to offer, and yeah. It goes to a wider audience. And I know you get great feedback about coming on, too, don't you, from all over your town.
It's good to have KB in the house.
And thank you, Kevin. I was just going to tell you this. I mean, when we're the discussion about, you know, me as a business person and why I don't advertise with the form, you know, I don't think there's a return on my investment. And then I've told you, I've told Scott, your reach, and you don't, people don't understand the reach of radio. And already this morning, Frank from Alexandria's texted me. Brian up in Grafton's texted me. Kurt from Minot probably hasn't texted me yet. He's probably at the Hoos Fest this morning. But again, that's a 400-mile range this morning of people that are listening to your program. And you may not see immediate results, but, you know, through the course of the day, I'm going to have 10, 15, 20 people tell me, heard you on the radio, you should do it more, great job, blah, 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 blah. So, again, radio works and the flag works.
And, by the way, I can also say with great confidence that there is nobody that I would entrust the advice on the tax front to than to Kent Busick and the team at Busick Olson Associates. Maria and I have used them for years, and our kids do, too. We just absolutely love it. I mean, it's you get great advice. You get, If you're not getting you're not getting rock solid advice along with your tax preparation, you're missing out. You really
well. There's two different things there, Scott. You can get your tax return prepped well in a lot of different places, but like what we do, and you know, we meet with you and Scott and the team, and we just try and give you options. And you know, whether you decide to take advantage of the options, that's entirely up to your organization.
Well, you know the code. You know it backwards and forwards. I don't.
But also, I know what other people are doing, what other firms are doing, and you know, just the opportunities that are out there for you. So. Again, we just try to give you ideas.
You want to talk about Shanley enrollment. You and I both have proudly had our kids educated by the wonderful John Paul II Catholic Schools. What do you want to tell us about Shanley enrollment?
Well, not only Shanley, but just kind of the private school.
Capstone's doing well as well.
Capstone's doing well here. Just then, you know, Shanley, for example, JP2, the grade school through 12th grade, they're up 7% in enrollment this year. They're pretty close to a record high. Capstone, by adding the two new grades this year, you know, they're up 50%. There's Montessori grade school. It's a kind of a very small school with 20 to 30 kids in North Fargo. And again, what I see happening is people are finally starting to take notice that, you know, public schools might not be what it seems and it might not be for your kid. And just because of the things that are going on. And the thing, you know, and as you can attest with Shanley, I mean, just the simple things, you know, no cell phones in the school during the course of the day. And the superintendent and the principal there, they just love it right now because there's noise in the lunchroom. The kids are talking to each other.
Great move. We had Father Metzger on talking about the principal. And I'm telling you, that school is, I can't even begin to tell you, they can do things the public school legally can't do. And that's teach the whole person. And there is so much value in that in life when they hit the world. And I know your kids have done very well. Kent, I'd brag on mine all day long. I'd give as much credit to Shanley and John Paul II Schools as I would Maria and I in forming them and shaping them. Just do an incredible job.
Well, the thing what they do is they take a lot of the noise. And Capstone's the same way. They take a lot of noise out of the equation. So, again, even, for example, the uniform policy, people may kind of look at that and roll their eyes, but as a parent, it's just one less thing to worry about in the school day because, you know, you don't have a kid that's worried about, well, I don't have nice jeans like my friend, or I don't have a nice jacket, or this, that, whatever.
Fair point.
You know, it's just one less thing they don't have to worry about during the day.
I forgot about David, who wanted to weigh in on city development. We're talking about Moorhead difference between Fargo. Go ahead, David, with your question or comment.
Oh, yeah, morning. Actually, I was going to make a little joke for you. Good evening. I am calling you from the Himalayas. And, so your voice is being heard all around the world. But what I was going to ask, it's, if you know, just in basic physics, it's very difficult to pump water in elevation over 50 feet. And so when you're talking about city development, building development, if you've got a six-story building, you've got to pump water, 50 feet up. If you've got a 20-story building, you've got to really spend some electricity just to be able to flush toilets from the top floor. And when you start looking at the infrastructure of sewers underneath, the electrical systems, the freshwater system, the sewage systems, all of these things are pretty much of a burden on the taxpayers because the taxpayers have got to pay for those sewers and pay for those freshwater systems. And so when it comes time to actually getting the true costs versus giving a tax write-off to somebody that's going to claim that they're going to create jobs by putting in a 10-story building or, you know, something similar, I'm just wondering you know, who is able to decide to give a waiver to companies that come into town like that?
And I don't know if waiver is the right word. I mean, maybe he's talking incentives.
Incentives, but, you know, you got to realize a lot of people don't get any incentives in Morehead and West Fargo. They just are building. I mean, I would say a majority of, not, you know, 70-80%, there's very few projects that are getting tax incentives here. And, again, you can argue that the, where the projects that have been done and gotten tax incentives, you know, the Renaissance Zone in downtown Fargo.
I mean, ROI on that is incredible.
It's huge. And, I mean, now you've got the original properties that are coming online for full taxation. I mean, I think it's a win.
Kent Busick, Busick and Associates, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Love the tax man's take. We're out of time. Want to go to New York City with us? Check out am1100theflag.com. Hot links. Let's go to New York. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.